Welcome to Exhaling Rising. I'm Anna Miles, somatic experiencing therapist for PTSD and trauma recovery. One advice I always share with my clients when they're about to face important meeting, if they need to deliver something and they feel overwhelming panic or anxiety attack, if they feel triggered, if they feel they're in the place of power over and someone just took their place when they were running a meeting, when they were sharing something, and when you feel in your body this rising panic attack, two things you will do. Number one, if someone is getting mad at you or someone is taking over that space, that you don't feel safe or comfortable anymore, is to say, it is okay that mad person, angry person, unsatisfied person, frustrated person you are dealing with, to disengage or leave. Let me repeat this. This is what you will say between you and you. It is okay if mad one. It is okay if angry one disengage or leaves. Witness your panicked part. It's almost like you can put this panic attack outside of your body, that part. And second, remind yourself with these words, who is doing my job right now? So if you ever did inner parts work, if you know the work around inner child, this is what we are addressing right now. We are removing activated parts from ourselves, because in this moment, you need to deliver, you are in the meeting, you are at a date, you need to deliver something very important, and anxiety is flooding your system. You will remind yourself with this statement and with this inquiry, who is doing my job right now? Is this my activated 5-year-old? Is this my memory from 3 years ago? Is this my inner child who is 13? And who is scared to the bones because a father or a mother got angry? Okay, so two things. When someone gets activated in your presence and you need to deliver the speech, you need to deliver your thing as adult, as a professional, or if you're on date, and that someone is making you feel threatened, unsafe, panic is coming up, anxiety is coming up, you will say, it is okay if mad one disengages or leaves. It's okay. You're not a little one anymore. You're not little one. And if it helps, write on palm of your hand or in a sticky note, write down your age. So when you see your age, 35, 55, 65, 29, you will remind yourself that you're adult. And inner part, child part, is safe. Second line, always, always keep this in your mind and ask yourself, who is doing my job right now? And look at that number and remind yourself, your 48-year-old is doing your job right now. And it has wisdom and it has a knowledge. And whoever mad person is next to you, yeah, they can leave. They can disengage. They can blob. They can be in their angry five-year-old tantrum. But your job right now is to do your job as an adult. Before we close today, I want to share something that I have created for those of you who resonated with this episode. And I know there is so many people who are waking up every single morning with horrible anxiety. And if you ever felt anxious in meetings, overpowered at work, where you cannot fully show your potentials, your authority, because panic was taking the driver's seats in very important moments or throughout your whole working experience, you are not alone. You are not alone. Please sign up. I have created distilled somatic experiential program called Stopping Anxiety and Panic at Work. In it, I guide you step by step through somatic practices. So we need to embody that. Your body needs to feel first, not your mind. There you will use the tools I'm teaching all my clients so you can learn to regulate your body in real time, reclaim your presence, and stop letting panic silence you when your voice, your knowledge, your expertise, all the money you put in your education matters, okay? So this program is built to move at your pace. It's gentle, it's practical, it's somatic based, it's very trauma-informed. As you know, I'm somatic experiencing therapist for PTSD and trauma recovery. I do run Somatic Trauma Recovery Center. So please check the links in the show notes. This is all for today. And as always, be gentle with yourself. I'm Anna Mile. This is Exalt and Rising. Until next time, much care. Much care.